When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
And a healthy and hearty amen to the original cast of Fiddler on the Roof, of course, Zira Mostel and Maria Karnilova. Greetings and Happy New Year. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the crisp fall hamlet of Southampton, New York. And if I say Happy New Year, there are people who know exactly what I mean, because it's the beginning of the Jewish New Year. 5776. No, that's not a new musical. That is the beginning of the Jewish New Year and the High Holy Days and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur next week. And I thought this would be a good, broad, and ecumenical look at the great influence not only of Jewish performers and creators and songwriters on the American musical, which is vast, but the way in which they've interpolated Jewish traditions and Jewish ideas and Jewish metaphors and Jewish dreams and Jewish parents and so on and so on and so forth into the warp and woof of the American musical theater and by extension American popular culture. So let us go back to the 20s. Now, of course, when they started recording music in the hundreds, teens, and 20s, there were many recordings of what we would now call ethnic material. And certainly Al Jolson, and certainly Eddie Cantor, and certainly Fanny Brice, who we'll hear. But the biggest hit of them all was recorded first in 1925 and then became a major hit in 1928, sung by Sophie Tucker, called My Yiddish Mama. And they begged her not to call it My Yiddish Mama, call it My Darling Mama, or at one point, My Hebrew Mama. She said, no, I know exactly what I'm going for. And this album was released, and it wasn't an album, sorry, it was a 78. The A side was in Yiddish, and the B side was in English, and it became an international hit. So here is Sophie Tucker celebrating her roots, as it were, My Yiddish Mama.
I should be thankful for. I've had a goodly share. And as I sit in the comfort of a cozy chair, my fancy takes me to a humble east side tenement, three flights in the rear to where my childhood days were spent. It wasn't much like paradise, but amid the dirt and all, there sat the sweetest angel, one that I fondly call. My Yiddish mama, I'd love to kiss that wrinkled brow. I long to hold her hands once more, as in days gone by, and ask her to forgive me for things I did that made her cry. How few were her pleasures. She never cared for fashion styles. Her jewels and treasures, she found them in her baby smiles. Oh, I know.
That big hit, Sophie Tucker's My Yiddish Mama. Now, the early part of the 20th century, I think, was much more open and celebratory about Jewish and or Yiddish roots. And there were many performers who made hay, if that's the right, or chai, out of their roots. And of course, we talked about Eddie Cantor, and Fanny Bryce was chief among them. She parlayed her Yiddish style and her inflections and her sense of humor in such a way that it became indelible and the basis for another major musical somewhat 40 years later. Anyway, here is Fanny Bryce herself singing Cooking Breakfast for the One I Love.
A tiny table for two. Breakfast, I'll be making his breakfast. He'll be taking his shave and his shower. My happy hour. The coffee is steaming. Oh boy, what I'm dreaming. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. My baby likes bacon, and that's what I'm baking. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. Our life has been so nice and chummy right from the start. When a one is coming, a one is hard. My baby is happy, no wonder I'm happy. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love, I'm baking a biscuit, he's wheeling through me his skin. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love, he's wiping the dishes and he's breaking the while I'm cooking breakfast. Oh, the one I love, I serve a plate of steaming hot meal, pasted butter. The heck likes hot meal, sprinkled meatloaf, to show that he's graceful. He eats a big plateful, and he faints right after breakfast for the one he loves.
I'm Sadie, Sadie, married lady. Bow when I go by. I'm a corporation now, not me, myself, and I. Oh, how that marriage license works on chambermaids and hotel clerks. The honeymoon was such delight that we got that same night. I'm Sadie, Sadie, married lady, still in bed at noon, racking my brain, deciding between orange juice and prune. Nick says nothing is too good for me, and who am I not to? I'm Sadie, Sadie, married lady, that's me.
She's Sadie, Sadie, married lady.
Meet a mortgagee.
The owner of an icebox.
With a 10-year guarantee. Sit me in the softest seat. Quick, a cushion for my feet. Do for me, buy for me, lift me, carry me. Finally got a guy to marry me. I do my nails, read up on sales. All day the records play. Then he comes home, I tell him, I what a day I had today. I swear I'll do my wifely job, just sit at home, become a slob. I'm Sadie, Sadie, married lady, that's me. Nothing.
Not every girl can get herself a guy who looks like Nick.
Wait, to tell the truth, it hurt my pride. The groom was prettier than the bride.
Sadie, Sadie, married lady.
Husband, house, a mortgage, a baby. That's me, married lady.
Say hello to single married lady.
Barbara Streisand from Funny Girl channeling Fanny Bryce, and I don't know, some 30, 40 years later. Fascinating, if you look at the score of Funny Girl, the original Broadway score to Funny Girl, so many of the songs that Julie Stein and Bob Merrill wrote were sort of, what would I say, homages to early Fanny Bryce material. So you heard the original Fanny Bryce song, and then you heard their take on it. Maybe that would be a radio show one day. Homages and pastiches. Well, we're looking today at the Jewish New Year and celebrating that, Lashana Tova, to all of you out there, and how the American musical kind of dealt with Jewish themes and perhaps in that tradition of performance, no more sacred moment was in than in the opening, the conclusion of the quote unquote, the first talking picture. It wasn't exactly all talking. That's another story. The Jazz Singer, 1927, with Al Jolson, who was born Asa Yolson in the Ukraine. So he had his father was a cantor. And in the show, the film, it was once a play, he plays Jakey Rabinowitz, who at the last minute is called away from his Broadway career to sing that most sacred of prayers, the Kol Nidre, for his father, who is ailing, on the eve of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. So this is the real deal, folks. This isn't a show tune, but it is sung by Al Jolson. Here is Jolson doing the Kol Nidre from The Jazz Singer. Jolson performing the Kol Nidre from The Jazz Singer. Well, as I said, there was an embracing, if that would be the word, of ethnic identity in the early part of the 20th century, and then 30s, 40s, 50s, into the 60s almost, that was completely forgotten. And it's ironic to me that so many performers, and certainly songwriters, I mean Richard Rodgers and Larry Hart and the Gershwins and Irving Berlin, of course, everybody but Cole Porter was Jewish, Harold Arlen, Yip Harburg, but there weren't quote-unquote Jewish shows. Those weren't sort of mentioned. They might have been, Ira Gershwin would throw a Yiddishism in here and there at some point, in Of the Icing, say, but it wasn't until Fiorello in 1959, which celebrates the real live biography of the mayor, Fiorello LaGuardia, who was half Italian and half Jewish, that we actually get some Yiddish on the Broadway stage. So from that musical, here is Bach and Harnick's The Name's LaGuardia.
My friends, come election day, put that pencil cross next to the name of Fiorello H. LaGuardia. LaGuardia. Now here's another name. T-A-M-M-A-N-Y. What's that?
Tammany!
Wrong, the answer's tyranny. Tammany spells tyranny like R-A-T spells rat. Now there's a double N in Tammany and a double L in Gaul. Just like the double dealing, double crossing, double talking, double thy duplicity of Tammany Hall. You can change it all or use the ballot box. Cast your spell, come next election day. The name's LaGuardia. L-A-G-U-A-R-D-I-A.
L-A-G-U-A-R-D-I-A.
Attenti.
Attenti.
Chi sta voglio di Addente, it's a harmony. Che fesse bevo fa? Venite tutti quanti e canon fatte vengana.
A harmony, bravo la guardia.
Ich bin la guardia.
I'm Miss la guardia.
Das ist la mit allem Gimmel, allem Reist, allem Jud. Nein, die vergesst das nicht. Ich sag so, ei, ich tamme nie ist nicht. Kosch ich hab das in Sinnen und hört sich von See.
Allem, allem Gimmel, allem Reist, allem Jud.
A nice schmear of Yiddishkeit there from Fiorello. Well, Bach and Harnack, along with Joe Stein and director Jerry Robbins, totally embraced Jewish identity and heritage, of course, in Fiddler on the Roof a few years later. And that musical found this magical ingredient by embracing such a specific world of the shtetl in 1905 Russia and its traditions and its family conflicts that it became universal. And that kind of opened the floodgates. So here to celebrate Fiddler on the Roof on our broadcast tribute to the Jewish New Year, or two little bits of trivia. Here is Jan Pierce, who played Tevye late in the run, singing one of the songs in Yiddish, and then we'll hear a little snatch of music that I love a lot from the film version, which was not included in the original cast album of Fiddler on the Roof. So, over to Jan Pierce.
Lechaim, lechaim soll sein. Lo mir noch lebendig und freilich sein, wird wie ein Melech sein. Lechaim soll sein, mit Glück, lechaim. Lechaim, lechaim soll sein. Das Leben ist an, nicht macht vor uns, macht es bloß auch von uns. Lechaim soll sein. Deso macht der Befeien, seht vor uns auf sich, drehen wir sich doch. Besser, Gott zu sorgen, ich hoff, macht man sich als Simche, mir mehr Simches noch. Soll sein, mit Glück, lechaim, lechaim, mein Tochter, mein Weib. Du siehst es, Simche, a Tracht zu tun, der Breh, a Schnapp zu tun. Lechaim, soll sein, mit Glück, lechaim, lechaim, mein Tochter, mein Weib. Du siehst es im Feld, a Tracht zu tun, der Kreh, a Schnapp zu tun. Lechaim, lechaim, lechaim.
Indeed. Throw your hats in the air. Well, actually, no, you'd keep your hats in your head. Fiddler on the Roof opened many opportunities to explore Judaism and Jewish traditions in other mainstream Broadway musicals. One of my favorites came from the same team, Bach and Harnack, The Rothschilds in 1970. And here is Hal Linden to sing about the legacy he hopes that his work at breaking down oppression and prejudice will be filtered down through his sons and their sons and so on and so forth. So a little shout out to Sheldon, our East End neighbor, and Margie, Lashana Tova, and here is Hal Linden from the Rothschilds.
In my own life time, I want to see the fighting cease. In my own lifetime, I want to see my sons enjoy the fruits of peace. While I'm still here, I want to know, beyond a doubt, that no one can lock us in or lock us out. We have climbed higher, much higher than I thought we'd climb. It's a long journey, and even though the end's in sight, there's not much time. I want to know, we haven't built on sand. In my own lifetime, in my own life, I want to see our efforts blessed. In my own lifetime, I want to see the walls come down, and then I'll rest. This Moses wants to see the promised land. In my
What a great song, still relevant and resonant today. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we are making a tribute to the Jewish New Year, 5776. No, that's not a musical. And we're wishing all of you listeners a happy fall and a happy time of beginnings, and those of you who celebrate the Jewish New Year, all my best, and those who don't, just have a wonderful beginning of so many things happening at this time of the year. Here on Broadway to Main Street, we've got a great fall coming up. I should mention that our show is now on iTunes. You can just type that in. You can subscribe to all 150 odd, well, they're not all odd, 150 some odd episodes, which we're happy to produce to you. Now, we mentioned that Fiddler on the Roof opened the floodgates for lots of exploration of ethnic ideas and conflicts in cabaret. Two seasons later, 1966, definitely took that to the next degree. And here is Jack Gilford singing a song about what it means to be a Jewish outsider in Berlin in the 1930s, and then we'll segue into a song sung by Joel Grey, who was not particularly amenable to Jewish people in cabaret, but embraced that identity in a wonderful musical some years later called The Grand Tour. But first, Jack Gilford from Cabaret.
Now, the only word you have to know to understand this little song is the Yiddish word Mieskeit. Mieskeit means ugly, funny looking. Mieskeit means Mieskeit, Mieskeit. Once upon a time there was a Mieskeit, Mieskeit. Looking in the mirror he would say, what an awful shock, I've got a face that could stop a clock. Miskite, miskite, such a pity on him. He's a miskite, miskite. God up in his heaven left him out on a shaky limb. He put a miskite on him. Listen, he grew up. Even miskites grow up. And soon in the cheder, means Hebrew school, he sat beside this little girl. And when he asked her her name, she replied, Ampel. He ran to the Zeta, that's grandfather, and said in that screechy voice of his, you told me I was the homeliest. Well, Gramps, you're wrong. Pile is. Miskite, miskite, no one ever saw a bigger miskite, miskite, everywhere a floor, and maybe that is the reason why I'm going to love her until I die. Miskite, miskite, oh, is it a pleasure? She's a miskite, miskite, she's the one I'll treasure, for I thought there could never be a bigger miskite than me. Listen to what happened. And so they were married. And in a year, she turned and smiled. I'm afraid I am going to have a child. 9 months she carried, worrying how that child would look. And all the cousins were worried too. But what a turn fate took. Gorgeous, gorgeous, they produced a baby that was gorgeous, gorgeous, crowding round the cradle all the relatives, odd and ood, he ought to pose for a baby food. Gorgeous, gorgeous, would I tell a lie? He's simply gorgeous, gorgeous, who'd have ever thought that we would see such a flawless gem out of two miskites like them? Wait, wait, this story has a moral. All my stories have morals. Moral, moral, yes, indeed, the story has a moral, moral. Though you're not a beauty, it is nevertheless quite true. There may be beautiful things in you. Miskite, miskite, listen to the fable of the miskite, miskite. Anyone responsible for loveliness, large or small, is not a miskite at all.
Mama took the dishes, the furniture. Mama took the pillows, the candlesticks. Mama took the children and fled to Berlin. I grew into manhood, a citizen. I went into business, a patriot, foolishly believing I belonged in Berlin. My incurable optimism. Then that knock on the door in the dead of the night, and that voice saying, run, the sky is falling, run, the ship is sinking. Through the blind confusion, I remember still what I was thinking. I'll be here tomorrow, alive and well and thriving. I'll be here tomorrow. My talent is surviving. If before the dawn this fragile world might crack, someone's got to try to put the pieces back. So from beneath the rubble you'll hear a little voice say, life is worth the trouble. have you a better choice? So let the skeptics say, tonight we're dead and gone. I'll be here tomorrow, simply going on. Migration number two. We move to Vienna, the city of waltzes, of strudel and glitter and gold. We move to Vienna, but under the waltzes, a strange counter melody, ruthless and cold. Run, your life's in danger. Run, you've been defeated. Racing through the night, I looked up at the stars as I repeated, I'll be here tomorrow, alive and well and thriving. I'll be here tomorrow, my talent is surviving. If before the dawn this fragile world might crack, someone's got to try to put the pieces back. So from beneath the rubble, you'll hear a little voice say, life is worth the trouble. Have you a better choice? So let the skeptics say, tonight we're dead and gone. I'll be here tomorrow, simply going on. City of freedom and wonder and music and light. But even in Paris, I'm dreading that knock on the door in the dead of the night. Run, the sky is falling. Run, the ship is sinking. When that moment happens, you know very well what I'll be thinking. Someone's got to try to put the pieces back. So from beneath the rubble, you'll hear a little voice say, life is worth the trouble. Have you a better choice? So let the skeptics say, tonight we're dead and gone. I'll be here tomorrow, simply gone.
Wonderfully affirmative song of Jewish resilience, sung by Joel Gray and the Grand Tour, score by Jerry Herman. Well, families are central to Jewish life and Jewish tradition, and I'm happy to play for you two real rarities. I'm really happy I sort of scattered these down that deal with that very fact of parents wanting lives to be better for their children, as all parents do. But it's a theme that comes up in Jewish literature and a lot in Jewish musicals. The first is from a flopped musical called Molly about the Goldbergs that starred Kate Ballard, and we'll hear her final imprecation to her family, go in the best of health. And then we'll hear a British musical that never really made it over here called Bar Mitzvah Boy, with a score by Julie Stein and lyrics by Don Black. And anything, to me, certainly Julie Stein does, is worth listening to. And this is about a father singing to his boy who's about to be bar mitzvahed. So let us start with Kay Ballard, and then we'll move into a beautiful song from Bar Mitzvah Boy.
Go in the best of health, and may your roads be lined with trees to give you shade. Go where your heart decides, and keep the promise to yourself your dreams have made. I have no answers to give you, no safe, easy way. Only a prayer and a blessing for all of your days. Go in the best of hell. Songs are few. Fall and you'll rise again, because the very hill you climb belongs to you. Go find your strength and your weaknesses. Go find your sorrows and happiness. I wish you than the greatest of wealth. Go where your heart decides. Go where the secret hides. Go in the best of hell.
The sun shines out of your eyes. You put a smile around every face. In every heart, in every place you go. The sun shines out of your eyes. The years may go, but I won't grow old. You'll keep me young. It's time I told you so. You've got a way about you. Me without you wouldn't be me, just wouldn't be me. You're one of a kind, that's what you'll always be. The sun shines out of your eyes. I'm proud that you are a part of me. We're so alike, so it is no surprise. The sun shines out, oh yes, the sun shines out of your eyes.
Sun shines out of your eyes. You put a smile around every face, in every heart, in every place you go. The sun shines out of your eyes. One look from you and I'm feeling high. You light me up, I tell.
That's what you'll always be.
Lovely Julie Stein tune. from Bar Mitzvah Boy, a West End musical that never made it over. Well, those boys and girls, those kids grow up and they start to have their own ideas about being Jewish. Perhaps they let go of some of the traditions and let go of some of the respect back that their parents had to those traditions. And what could more beautifully sum that up than Bill Finn's Four Jews in a Room Bitching from the original cast of March of the Falsettos.
Four Jews in a room bitching. Four Jews in a room plot. Hey, crime. I'm bitching, he's bitching, they're bitching, we're bitching. Bitch, 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 bitch. Funny, 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 funny. Bitch, 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 bitch. All the time.
What do they do for love? What do they do for
four
love?
Four Jews in a room bitching. Four Jews in a room stoop.
They stoop
to pray.
I'm Jewish.
I'm Jewish.
I'm Jewish. Half Jewish.
Bitch, 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 bitch. Funny, 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 funny. Bitch, 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 bitch. Night and day. If baby seems a bit peculiar, we are psychopathic people. We sometimes tell a lie, but mostly we just hide behind the door. We lie and wait for someone good to enter. We offer food and drinks. The lady never thinks that we're the mad. We're often mad, too often mad. We're very mad that we're the mad experimenters. Call us four Jews itching for answers. Four Jews bitching their whole life long.
I'm Wizard.
I'm Jason.
I'm Mendel.
I'm Marvin. Bitch, 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 bitch. Funny, 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 funny. Bitch, 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 bitch. Right or wrong.
Say their sons are all on fire.
We are manipulating people and we need to know our sides aren't ignored.
A guild invested will in time pay wisely.
We do not tippy-toe. We charge ahead to show
we're good in bed.
Excel in bed.
We smell in bed.
Where is the bed?
I love the bed.
Who has the bed?
I want the bed.
Who stole the bed?
Who stole the bed?
I lost it twice.
The bed is mine.
The bed is mine.
The bed is four Jews in a room bitching. Four Jews talking like Jew-ish men. I'm neurotic, he's neurotic, they're neurotic, we're neurotic. Bitch, 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 funny, 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 funny.
I'm nauseous.
I'm nauseous.
I'm simple.
I'm Jewish.
Bitch, 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 funny, 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 funny.
I'm Jewish,
he's Jewish, they're Jewish, we're Jewish. Bitch, 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 funny, 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 funny. Four Jews in a room bitching. Four Jews in a room bitching. Bitch, 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 now and then. Can't lose, loose screws for Jews.
Of course, assimilation and ethnic identity is not the pure purveyance of the Jewish faith. And one musical that tried to tackle that conflict between, say, Jews and blacks was Caroliner Change, with lyrics by Tony Kushner and music by Janine Tesori. And here is a song sung by a transplanted West Sider who had to move down and try to establish a family in a new shul down in Louisiana. This is Vianne Cox from the score of Caroliner Change.
Hello, Pa. It's long distance. It's your brand new southern daughter. It's Rose. Oh, everything is fine here, I suppose. How's the Hudson River? I'm fine, just fine. I'm learning the lingo. Magnolia, camellia, azalea, yow. The temple, get this, has Sunday night bingo, just like the Goyim. Oy. A long distance call, so much to tell. The boy still hates me, I really shouldn't be talking so loud. He leaves money in his pockets, and that really grates me. I tell him and tell him it's not allowed, just shucking your laundry. You hear that? Shuck? I'm a southerner already. On to the floor, take the money out first. God knows we're not poor, but show respect for your father. He worked hard for that buck. Well, no, not a whole buck, he's a boy. But loose change, quarters, those add up. The Negro maid, she's making bupkis. How does that look? Leaving change in his pockets. Indifferent to money, The kid's a little funny, spoiled and quiet, sad, I guess. I'm on a diet, I bought a new dress. Stu's giving lessons, playing, doing fine, the work is steady. He still misses Betty, I don't mind, I miss her too. She was my best friend. I miss the city, I miss the old crowd. What? Well, because we haven't got... No, we can't give her a raise. Pa. Pa, we aren't rich. We're just plain folk. We've only got bupkis ourselves. We're broke. It's typical you obsess about the maid while your daughter's miserable. No, not miserable. I never said... That's not what I meant. I'm just not... Just not... 100%. It's very hot and very damp. And out in the backyard, there's a little swamp full of noisy frogs. Last night I cried. I miss you, Pa. I miss the Upper West Side.
Well, we looked at the Jewish tradition in the American musical today to celebrate the Jewish New Year, and I want to wish all of our listeners a happy fall and a Lashana Tova. My favorite song about assimilation and Jewish tradition in America comes from the musical Rags, score by Charles Strauss, lyrics by Stephen Schwartz, and here is Julia Magennis to sing Children of the Wind.
Hiding in the wheat field from the Cossacks and the screams, flames are on the hillside, blood is in the streams. All the world is burning, that's the way that it seems. David, did they hurt you, darling? Show me where they hurt you, darling. Every night it fills my see us running through the forest, and there's 40 miles to go. Sneaking past the border in the silent snow. Sleeping under haystacks, eating roots where they grow. Begging on the pier at Danzig. Well, we made it here from Danzig. What's another mile or so? Someday to see all the children of my children are there, and they're very, very noisy running through my kitchen, and we've been there for a lifetime, and I know then they will never be.
Time all gone to.
This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.